Welcome back to TLV Talk Radio. This is episode number 11. And the title of today's show is 10 Signs You May Be Awake. Yeah, we're going to deviate a little bit from our normal path, the path over the last couple of shows, where we have been discussing issues like, I don't know, global tyranny and vaccines. It's not that these aren't important topics, but there are what we need to do to support our, I don't know, pushback against these issues. When I say you may be awake, I'm talking about you may not only realize that certain things exist, but you may realize why they exist. So we're not really veering off the path. We're explaining to all of those listening pretty much a pattern that you can check with, that you can follow the show and see if this applies to you, and if it does, how does it apply to you? All right, before I get started, I'd like to once again say thanks to RBN. Again, let me tell everybody, Roger is somebody who tells the blatant truth. You've heard that, you know that. There aren't a lot of platforms today who, because of their budget or those who support them or those who fund them, would allow someone like me on their platform. RBN's main point of being there is to allow individuals like me a platform to do exactly that, to tell you the truth. I think RBN is a critical forum, and I think you should all spend some time talking to your friends about listening to RBN. It doesn't have to be me. This isn't about Roger or TLB Talk Radio. This is about the forum, the platform, the organization, Republic Broadcasting Network. Also want to say thank you to Sam, because if it wasn't for Sam, you wouldn't even be hearing the show. So, yep, let's give a big high five to Sam. And Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, because she replays this show on Shake and Wake Radio every Thursday, which puts a big smile on my face. But again, I was doing shows with Annie over 10 years ago, so she has been a part of my life and this project for quite some time. As usual, the message I bring you today is not entertainment. God, I hope to Christ, nobody is calling this entertainment. Nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on your course of action or the course of action you, by those you elect to represent us, which is something that occurs very, very, very little in today's world. I have stated many times that most of the tyranny we suffer from today has been on the front burner, but out of the sight due to an ongoing push to instill programmed ignorance in we the people. And this has been happening for over a generation. In order to highlight this reality, I present an article to you today. Yes, it's an article, but it's a little special, okay? And the name of the show is that title of that article, 10 Signs You May Be Awake. Now, this was originally written by Dan Asmussen, who is the director of membership and community for TLB Talk. So as you have already guessed, Dan is an important part of the project that I founded almost 14 years ago. As a matter of fact, Dan Asmussen is probably, no, actually right now he is the one individual who has been with me the longest and still remains with this project. But Dan wrote this article in 2012. Yeah, that's a decade ago. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through these 10 points you may be awake. And what we're going to do is we're going to prove that what Roger has been saying over and over and over again for over a decade, that a lot of this has existed for many, many years, but via the constant push for programmed ignorance, whether it's in our schools, whether it's the people we work for, whether it's our government, excuse me. Again, every time I start a show, it's either the sniffles or the coughs, so please bear with me. You're probably going to get a few coughs here too, but it's the message that counts. What I'm trying to say is these things have existed for a very long time, but how do we compare this to something that was written 10 years ago? What you're going to be hearing, other than my commentary, and you'll notice the difference between my commentary and what was actually written, what we're going to discover is, again, what's the difference between what Dan wrote 10 years ago and what we see today? So here are the signs, 10 signs, that you may be awake. Number one, okay? You know there's no meaningful difference between major political parties, Democrat and Republican. It's so easy to get caught up in the left-right debate and believe there's a difference between the two major political parties. However, debate is one thing while actions are another. By their deeds, you shall know them. And it is indisputable that there is no significant difference between political parties when it comes to action on the most important issues. Now, a lot of you, and this is where the commentary comes in, a lot of you are going to hear what I just said, and you're going to say, well, today there is more of a difference between Republicans and Democrats than there has ever been, because they're just waiting for the midterms when they can take over the House and they can take over the Senate. Then let me ask you a question. How many things that they passed, that Congress, okay, has passed in the past, do you think they're going to revisit and make go away? Do you think they're going to make the NDAA go away? How many Republicans voted for that? And I could go on and on with a list that would absolutely drop your jaw. This has been happening for a very long time. And again, Dan makes a great point, okay? Debate is one thing, but it's the actions that tell who you are. A lot of times over the past decade, we have heard Republicans stand up every time a tyrannical bill was passed, and sometimes when they had a majority, and tell you exactly why they did it and why it was necessary. Did that prevent you from understanding that your rights had just been shot in the foot? No, it doesn't. And it didn't. But you know what? It's been a long time since our leaders, the people we elect, actually represent us. A vast majority of those who sit in Congress have been there long enough that they have benefactors that make sure they're going to be there a lot longer. Why? Because they owe favors. And if you think they want to move away from the money and the power simply to cover your voice or your wishes, this is things, these are things that don't happen. We are hearing when we take over in 2022 after the midterm elections, we are going to. Do I believe there will be a much more, excuse me, focused, look into Hunter Biden? Yes, I do. Do I believe there may even be an attempt to impeach, or there may be an impeachment of Biden himself? Yes, I do. But if you stop to consider what's happening right now, that pretty much falls within the elitist plans. It does. So to say that that's what's going to set the Republicans apart from the Democrats, it's not really true. But we will see. I am one of those who always believe that pessimism is looking behind you and seeing what went wrong. Optimism is hoping that looking forward, things can go right. I'm hoping that Republicans going forward will be in a position of understanding, knowing how badly we've been treated, how badly they've been treated, and that this country is collapsing. And unless they do something, it will. We are looking at America collapsing all around us. And if you don't think that's not intentional, you haven't heard me say over and over again, and don't roll your eyes into the back of your head. I've said over and over again that the United States has to be taken to her knees before global governance can exist. What's the Great Reset? Global governance. What's the New World Order? Global governance. What is everybody talking about that, I don't know, runs with Klaus Schwab? The Great Reset. You will own nothing and you will be happy. This is what we're looking at. And how much have you seen your Republican elected officials pull back or push back against that? Are there a few people in Congress and in the House and the Senate that do seem to be standing up for the people? Yes, there are. But I got to explain something to you. A half a dozen at the most, out of hundreds, holds no sway whatsoever. So that's the first point Dan put out. And although we may have to modify it a little bit because of the massive amount of issues being thrown in our face today, it still rings pretty much true. So let's go to point number two. You understand that the Federal Reserve, or international central banking more broadly, is the engine of our economic problems. Debt slavery is the totalitarian force that threatens all of humanity. Not some temporary political puppet or some greedy Wall Street trader. When a small group of people have the ability to create wealth out of nothing and charge interest on it, they have the ability to enslave the planet to their ownership, despite what type of government a country claims to have. Anybody who thinks that doesn't not only ring true today, but is being exacerbated on an exponential level today, what Dan was seeing 10 years ago, people like Dan and I were seeing, most people were not. They weren't. But if you remember in 2008, the entire global economy darn near collapsed. We had a housing blowout. We had banking institution blowout all across the planet. Now, it has been stated that as much as anywhere from 19, depending who you talk to, from 19 to as much as $30 trillion were printed up by central banks and given to countries and corporations across the planet to keep them from collapsing and destroying the global economy. I'm going to tell you something most of you haven't thought of, but if you put everything that I've ever told you into some sort of context, this may bring a light on in your head. 2008 was a dry run, just like event 201 was a dry run for COVID. 2008 through 2010 was a dry run for what we're seeing today. The United States has a 31 plus, it's probably closer to 32 trillion dollar deficit right now, and who owns a vast majority of that? Gee, that would be the central bank. Stop and consider, even the central banks right now have their back up against the wall. It is so close to the entire system collapsing that the only thing that's going to save it is the Great Reset, by which all money goes away and it all goes digital. And once it all goes digital, all of their, okay, all of the issues they have will be erased. All of their problems will be gone overnight, but your problems will still exist. This is not a joke. This is the plan. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, you know, the big dude, the representative of the elite class, this is what they intend to do. They intend to bring down the global monetary system and put it all under one digital format. And when you start that digital format, how many of these people who consider themselves to be the elites across this planet will not be part of that new monetary system with at least as much wealth, if not more, as before it started? And how many of us sitting in the bleachers will be flat broke? Remember what I said. You will own nothing, but you will be happy. This is what we're being told. Who controls this? This is controlled by the Federal Reserve style banks across the planet. This is controlled by organizations like the IMF, the WEF, and believe it or not, even parts of, the United Nations. This is what Dan said 10 years ago, and it still rings exactly to the point today. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. Okay? It is these individuals who run these banks, these elitists, that put the entire globe at this point into debt slavery, and this is threatening humanity on a scale you can't even guess. Why? Because of the program ignorance they're beating into your head every single day. Has no difference whether you're a communist government, whether you're a democratic government, whether you are a constitutional republic. Today, debt is a common issue globally. And it is at levels totally unimagined 10 years ago. But yet Dan sat down and wrote this. Number three. You understand, that's number two. Let's go to number three. You know that preemptive war is never necessary. When we realize that self-defense is the only acceptable form of violence, then we become an awakened human beings or an awakened society. To suggest war because someone is different from you or they may pose a threat in the future is simply ludicrous. And when did the idea of bombing civilians become humanitarian? No one wants war except the immoral creeps who benefit from it. And who does benefit from it? Here we go with the commentary. Well, gee, all wars are banker wars. How many of you have heard that? Why do I say that? Because the bankers tend to lend money to both sides of any war. The side that wins, the side that loses. Okay, what we are looking at when we say preemptive war is somebody may do something to me, so I'm going to hit them first and I'm going to hit them hard. And I'm not just going to attack their military bases. Is that what Russia did? Did he just attack the Ukrainian bases? And I could go on just about every single war in recent history. No, we're talking about massive slaughter of civilian populations. Why? Preemptive war is a mechanism for the elites to express their power. It's not only if you step out of line, I will come in and give you a bloody nose, but now the rest of the world's going to see that if they don't stay in line, we're going to step up and give them a bloody nose. It doesn't matter that nobody's even taking a swing at you. It doesn't matter that the reason that they're telling you they're going to do bad things to you is because you're doing bad things to them. Even if that's not the case, I spent 30 years working for the military-industrial complex. Everybody knows that by now. It is far more beneficial to be ready for anything that can happen than to step up and do a preemptive strike. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I'm sure most of you can figure them out right off the top of your head. But yet, in the last 15 to 20 years, in the last generation, we have seen one preemptive war after another. And believe it or not, the United States is right up front. Okay? How many of you can remember Afghanistan attacking the United States? How many of you can remember any nation in the Middle East attacking the United States? And it's not just the United States, it's Great Britain, it's France, and I could go on and on. It's NATO, it's all of our allies that take part in this. Preemptive war has become the mechanism of the bully. If you don't do what I wish, if you don't do what I say, if I don't like what you're doing, I'm going to come in, I'm going to destroy your economy and kill a lot of your civilians. And then when you don't do what I want, you don't do what I say, that's exactly what I do. Preemptive war should never have a place in society. And this was something Dan realized and wrote about 10 years ago. Number four, okay, and here, we're just ramping up here. Number four, you know that you're being systematically poisoned. How? By whom? And why? Admittedly, there's a lot to learn in terms of how we are secretly being poisoned. But the fact remains that we are being systematically poisoned. And it is likely for the deliberate purpose of dumbing us down and ultimately culling the population. Remember, 10 years ago, who could believe anyone is so evil to do that to innocent people? This is something you may ask yourself. Well, once you begin to seek the answer to that question, you're one step closer to enlightenment. Now, this is one football I can run with probably better than all of the rest of them. I know for a fact the damage the vaccines have done, and we're not talking COVID-19 vaccines, although they are the leader amongst any vaccine or any pharmaceutical ever used against humanity. They are the most destructive pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity. They have managed to kill, or by the time their damage is done, they will have managed to kill or maim for life more human beings than every other vaccine or pharmaceutical product in the world combined. Not a guess, not a joke, but I'm not going to get into the COVID-19 vaccines today. I'm talking about vaccines. I wrote an article 4 years ago, okay? Actually, no, I'm sorry. It was 6 years ago because it was written in 2016. And the article I wrote states this. Since 2014, or in the year 2014, which was the last time I could get the actual numbers, the actual provable numbers from the government, the United States suffered a 314,000 birth deficit. What? 314,000 birth deficit. This isn't something that just happens. It doesn't. If it was a 25,000 or 50,000 out of 300 million people back then yes, I could say something was a blip somewhere. But when we talk about 1% of the entire population, when we talk about a deficit of over 300,000 births, remember, America only has 350 million people, and that might sound like a lot to you, but it's about 5% of the global population. 5%. But yet we suffer a 300. This was in 2014. 8 years ago. Can you imagine what it is today? We know for a fact that there are several vaccines out there. And again, I won't go deep into it. You can do your research or you can go to the Liberty Beacon and type in vaccines, infertility, and you'll get your answers. But there are vaccines out there that we know for a fact we're causing infertility. We know this. But yet, it was buried. Okay? And the young kids that were taking these vaccines, especially the young women that were taking these vaccines, weren't being told. And weren't being told that these had a very high chance of causing infertility. But they did, and they were. And it's not just one vaccine. It's several vaccines. Okay? How many of you are aware of what's falling from your sky? And don't tell me that's a conspiracy theory, because it's not. And if you look up in your sky and you see a checkerboard and you say, oh, those are natural clouds, boy, are you an idiot. And I do not say I'm sorry for saying that, because it's true. What's being sprayed on our crops? Okay, Monsanto's. Yeah, they're good stuff. What's falling from our sky? What's being injected into our bloodstream? Aluminum in your underarm deodorant. I could go on and on. There are so many poisons being stuffed into the face and into the bodies, especially in America, that it's literally insane. The fact that we are the most, listen to me, the most chronically ill society on the planet today. Not a joke, an absolute fact. We have the most expensive and supposedly the best medical system in the world, yet we are the most chronically ill nation on the planet. How the hell does one and one make two there? It doesn't. But we're seeing our birth rate dropping off. I'm going to tell you something. If it wasn't for the illegals coming across the border, and no, I'm not for that, down south, our population would be going down, the numbers, a whole lot faster than they actually are, as far as birth rates. Okay? In 10 years, if things continue the way they are, it may be that the vast majority of the births in this country are coming from those who came across originally across the border illegally. Not a joke, not a guess. Does that tell you something about us being poisoned? It should. When you can tell me that autism has gone from 1 in 50,000 in the 1950s, late 1950s, to 1 in 25 male children and 1 in 45 female children. I didn't say 45,000. I said 1 in 25. Actually, it's 1 in 19 for males. It could be as low as 1 in 19 male children are born and will have the condition of autism for life. How, why isn't that the biggest issue in this country? Why isn't that the biggest issue in this country? But it's not. It isn't. And there is a whole lot of science out there that says the aluminum and the mercury, especially in the vaccines and in what you're breathing and what you're eating, may be a big chunk of what's responsible for that. But we're not being poisoned. So let's go to number five. You understand the government can never legislate morality, nor should they. When you realize the role of government is only to protect your liberty and work for the well-being of the citizens, you're awakened. There should be one simple law regulating morality: do no harm. This is impossible for the government to enforce morality with guns, cages, and taxes, because these clearly cause severe harm to both your liberty and your well-being. All right, when the government decides, they can tell you what you need to like and what you don't need to like, what you can say and what you can't say, who you can be and who you can't be, and why. When a government steps up to tell you these things, they have overstepped what they were brought into being via our Constitution and our Bill of Rights to do. They are so far outside of the realm of representing you and I, when they step up to say, you can't say this, you can say this, you can't do this, you can do this. And we're not talking about anything that's illegal. We're talking about moral or morality. When you legislate morality, you're talking about a government that is no longer of, for, and by the people. You are talking about a government that dictates what your life can and can't be. Look around you today. Look at what just happened with Disney. Look at what's happening across not only America, but across the planet. Morality is being dictated by leaders in just about every country. We'll be back. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On my words, like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence.
I'm going to cut this off a little bit short here, the music, because I thought I was going to be able to get a few calls in today, but with what I have left to put out, I'm not going to be able to. So, again, everybody here needs to understand, I keep telling you every week, that this comes out in an article tomorrow. Please go to the Liberty Beacon, and when you see the article published, you are welcome to put any comments you wish, and they will be answered. They will be answered. So, I just have too much information. And let's get through the rest of this because, again, what we're finding out is that not much has changed in 10 years, but we haven't really even gotten to the heart of the matters. If you think we have from what we've already discussed, let's go through, and we've only done the first five. Let's go through the second 5 points that Dan made in 2012, and let's see how many more of them ring true in today's world. Number 6, okay, you know that the mainstream media is wholly owned and manipulated by the ruling elite. A dwindling number of people still actually believe what they hear coming from the established media as if it's gospel, even when they already accept what they are, that they are bought and paid for by the elite controllers. Yet recognizing that, They are nothing more than a propaganda machine and a form of mind control, are the first steps in being able to critically think beyond the scientific messaging they broadcast. My God, that is so apropos. That is so actually true. And there were some of us thinking this in 2012, but it wasn't a lot of us. We could see what was happening. We knew that what we were trying to put out wasn't getting to everybody that it should be getting to, or that things that we absolutely knew to be fact never appeared in the nightly news. It didn't appear on CBS, NBC, ABC. It didn't appear on any of these. That's when being, I don't know, when not being able to say things wasn't quite as bad on Facebook as it is today. But it had definitely gotten its roots. It had definitely started, okay? Take a look over the last year and understand that you live in a nation today whose media would make the Soviet Union's media blush. If we know something is killing millions of people, COVID-19 vaccine, if we know things are happening that are to the detriment of not only society, but society's health, and we try to tell anybody, we either get, I don't know, kicked off the platform, shadow banned. I could give it a lot of different names. But the programming is not always what you're allowed to say. In a lot of cases, the programming is knowing what you're not allowed to say. Well, I would put this on Facebook, but if I do that, they're going to give me a 30-day break, so maybe I shouldn't. You tell me that's not programming, and I'm going to call you an idiot. And I'll be right. What we're looking at today, again, would make Cuba, would make, I don't know, the Soviet Union, would make East Germany, would make all of these countries blush, because their media only put out what they were allowed to put out, and everything else was verboten. Does that sound familiar to anybody here? Because it sure sounds familiar to me. When you fail to let the society understand what is and what isn't good for their health, their well-being, and their political future, when you fail to do that, how the hell can you call yourself a representative of the people? You can't. And when I told you earlier that it's absolutely ridiculous today for people to consider that Republicans and Democrats aren't two pieces of the same pie, they are. They may be two different slices. One side may have a little bit more cherries in it than the other, but they're still two pieces of the same pie, or two sides of the same coin. A lot of the tyranny that has been slammed down our throat, again, I'll go back to the NDAA, and if you take a look into it, what you find out is the tyranny in the NDAA is phenomenal. And it's not so much the NDAA, because that happens every year. It's what was written into, or the writers of. What we are looking at today is propaganda, again, whether it's what you can say or what you can't say. The only way around that is something like, gee, guess what? It's not Facebook. It's not YouTube. It's not Twitter. It's not Instagram. And I could go on and on and on. But it just may be TLB Talk. Doesn't mean you can go in there and say something illegal. It doesn't mean you can't go in there and threaten somebody. It doesn't mean you can do these things, because you can't do that in any civil society. Let me explain something to you. All right? Freedom of speech doesn't guarantee you the right to be vulgar, threatening, or abusive. It doesn't. If we remember that in the late 1700s and the early 1800s, there was something called the town crier. And the town crier's job was to go into the middle of the town square and holler the news so everybody in town could hear what was happening. They got the news for the day. This was not only appreciated But it was something that was part of their makeup. It was part of their society. Now imagine that same individual standing in the middle of the town square screaming obscenities, threats, and abusing everybody who walked by. How long do you think that person would have survived there? Well, the constables wouldn't have left him there very long. So let's define, before we start to say, look, if anybody's ever been kicked out of your platform for saying anything, then you can't say freedom of speech reigns in your platform. That's not true. It isn't. Anything can be said in a respectful fashion. Anything. Nothing requires threats, abusive language, or vulgarity. Nothing. And if you can't say it in that fashion, don't say it at all. So, places like, I don't know, TLB Talk, and .com, and there may be others. And I'm sure there are others. We're not the only people on the planet who realize that the ability to tell the truth is falling so far down the pits today that most people don't even recognize it. There are kids today that are 8, 9, 10, 12 years old that haven't got a clue what freedom of speech is. Why? They've never experienced it. If you can raise a generation in the tyranny we are living in today, they consider this to be normal. And once they consider this to be normal, we've lost and the elites have won. This is why Roger keeps using the term over and over again, programmed ignorance. Number seven, you know that your neighbors, are not your enemy, even if you have fierce ideological disagreements. This is perhaps the most difficult thing to overcome in the awakening process. But it's vital to understand your neighbors have been indoctrinated and hypnotized like the rest of us until someone helps shine a light on inconsistencies in our thoughts and beliefs. Most of their ideas are not their own. They are suffering just like the rest of us. It's okay to condemn their actions if they're harmful. But those who are awake will not give up on spreading information that can enlighten those who might still be in the dark. None of us were born awake, and all of us can learn even more. I did a show on RBM the other day filling in for a host who had to go away for a couple of days. And the one thing I stressed in that show, and the link to that will be in the article tomorrow, that this show's embedded in. One of the things I stressed over and over again was that today it is incumbent upon those who can learn to teach. The two most critical ideas in today's society are learning and teaching. So what this just said, I'm going to narrow it down to this. If you go out and you learn, let's say that the COVID vaccine is extremely damaging and will cause more harm to a child who absolutely doesn't need it, with a mortality rate of 0.002%, doesn't need it at all, but in order to go to school, you're being coerced into giving your child this vaccine. Okay, now, if you know for a fact that that child can be damaged for life or die, and you know that can happen far above the norm, meaning out of a million children, and instead of a couple out of a million children dying over the course of a year, we're talking maybe 50 to 80,000 or even 100,000 dying over the course of a year. If you know these things, then it becomes incumbent on you, having learned them, to teach them. And if you can sit down in your chair and watch your son, who's married with three kids, and you know he's about to take his kids to take a vaccine, which is the most detrimental pharmaceutical agent ever utilized in humanity's history. If you know this to be a fact, if you know that him taking his children in to be vaccinated is the equivalent of them playing Russian roulette, not a joke, an absolute fact. If you know this and you say nothing out of fear that he may not like you for saying that, or he may tell you have no clue what you're talking about. So in order not to be dragged out of your comfort zone, you don't say anything. Doesn't that make you as guilty as those who are doing it? When your son comes to you 2 weeks later and says, I lost my youngest son to myocarditis, I lost my youngest daughter to a blood clot in the heart after her second vaccine trial. And you knew this, but didn't say anything because it would have perforated your comfort zone. This is the same with your neighbors. This is what Dan is saying. If you know that your neighbors are suffering from programmed ignorance, but they're not bad people, and you refuse to say anything because it's going to remove you from your comfort zone, tell me why this doesn't make you as guilty as those perpetrating the evil in the first place. If you know it becomes incumbent upon you to teach, unless, of course, your comfort zone means more to you than your neighbors, your family, your grandchildren, your children, or anybody else. If that's the case, find yourself a rock and crawl under it, because having learned nothing, it doesn't become incumbent upon you to teach anything. Let's go to the next one. Okay, you know that the end game is one world control of the entire planet Earth. Once you understand that the end game for the ruling elite is to have complete control of all vital facets of society through a global government, one world currency, international armed forces, and so on, it is simple to see through the lies and propaganda surrounding even the most confusing world events. Excuse me. You will never go back to sleep when you fully accept this reality. But this is what we've been talking about, or what I've been talking about on this show since the very first episode. We've been talking about the Great Reset. We've been talking about you will own nothing, but you will be happy. We've been talking about killing off enough of humanity and causing enough economic and food crisis destruction across the entire planet that humanity has fallen down a pit so far that all you've got is a bunch of screaming human beings with their hands held up to the sky saying, please help me. And then the elites step in and they hold their hand down into the pit and they say, let me help you up. I've got something that'll make you comfortable, but it won't be what you're used to. This is exactly where we're headed. Everything you see today is programmed. If you don't think the Ukraine-Russia war isn't programmed, you're wrong. If you don't think that if that doesn't succeed, there won't be a struggle, a military struggle between Taiwan and China, you're wrong. If you don't think they won't even throw Joe Bob underneath the, I don't know, just kick him to the ground and his son in order to fomate more hate and confusion and distraction in this country, you're wrong. This all has to happen. If a global society as it is today, with each individual nation being sovereign, with each individual nation having its own rules, its own regulations, and working its public the way they feel it should be done, and not what somebody 3,000 to 5,000 miles away feel they ought to do. If you think that they don't find this to be not only rash, but totally unproductive in their goals, then you haven't been reading anything for the last 10 years. So what we're looking at is planned chaos. It is intentional. And it is happening. All right. Number 9. You recognize that there are esoteric powers manipulating our physical world. Whether you're a religious or a spiritual person, scientific or just plain curious, there are many theories about an invisible force at play in all of this. Obviously, it's impossible to prove exactly what it is. You may not want to believe it, but the ruling elite takes their occult rituals deadly serious. And they likely know something we don't know. Just by keeping an open mind about this possibility, you'll forever keep an open mind about the things we can actually see, hear, taste, and touch. Current science has shown that we can only see what the visible light spectrum reveals, which amounts to the teeniest fraction of all that can theoretically be seen within the full spectrum of energy. Part of any awakening is realizing that there is much more that is possible than there is that's impossible. And again, if you take a look today, you will see a massive push to destroy religion across the planet. No, I'm not joking. I'm telling you that an absolute fact. Christianity, Judaism, yes, even Islam. All of these are in the process of being downplayed or outright destroyed. And this is intentional. Anything that may give you a window into that esoteric world, into the world you can't see. And Dan hit the nail right on the head. The visual range is all we can see. There are articles online, please go look for them, that will tell you that when you can see the entire spectrum, there are things that scientists can't explain happening all around us. But we can't see it, so we don't think it's there. We don't know it's there, but it is. So what do they know that we don't know? And we're talking about the elites. And what will they do to keep us from gaining that knowledge, which means they lose that power of control? What will they do? One of the biggest functions along that avenue is religion. Religion must be destroyed. Okay, number 10. The power to change the world rests with you and you alone. For too long, people have believed themselves to be weak or relied on others to change the world for them. You'll know that you're fully awake when you realize that you have infinite power to change the world by simply living the change you want to see. First, you have to identify the principles that you believe in and then go out and actually live them. It's just a small minority. That's all it took in steps to do this. It would shake the establishment to its core. Now, that's probably the hardest one to understand and to believe. But if everybody out there understood that they had the power to make change, then what you would have is change. Coming up to the 2022 elections, I've already told you that the difference between Democrats and Republicans are what they say in front of the microphone in a lot of cases, and that's it. There might be a move in one direction or another direction if the elites feel, because they own these politicians, if the elites feel that that's what it's going to take to help your programmed ignorance survive a little longer. Coming in up to this election in 2022, it is incumbent on each and every one of us in America to step up and tell those we're either going to elect or reelect, it is time you started representing us again. And if you don't, we know about recall. We know your butt can be recalled, and we will drag you home so fast your head will spin. When's the last time a population stood up to say that to those who were supposed to represent them, but in no fashion do? If you've got somebody like Mitch McConnell, like Pelosi, who have been in Congress longer than most of you have been alive, they are bought and paid for so many times, it's freaking insane. They do not work for you. And if they tell you they do, they're liars. They are liars. So it's time we step up to our bully pulpit and we tell them flat out, we're going to reelect you. You're going to make the following changes because this is what we, the people who you represent, demand. And if you don't, we will recall you. If each and every one of us goes away from this with that thought in our head, that's one person making a change, another person making a change. It is incumbent on each and every one of us to make our change. But if we can convince enough of them that they can make that change, we can take control of this country back. Nothing I've said today is fatal. It isn't. It just totally amazes me that everything Dan wrote about 10 years ago is so apropos today. It really is. Imagine what would happen if 350 million Americans were awake. If you find you have, I don't know, all 10 signs, it becomes your duty to wake others up. If you can learn, it becomes incumbent upon you to teach. The scales are starting to tip in our favor. The establishment is starting to be scared of us. We need to enhance that. The question is, what kind of world do you want to live in? How do you want your kids to remember you? Because if you leave them a world that they can't live in, if you leave them a world where just surviving is so, I don't know, unpleasant that most of them don't want to be here. If you leave them a world where rights are something they're not even aware of, where freedoms are something, freedom is a word in a book, if it's allowed to stay in the books. Remember, the winners rewrite history. And when you rewrite history, you rewrite the books. It may be if we leave what is happening on this planet today to happen, that our children will literally look back on us with such a ferocity and such a hatred. How many of you actually want that? And how many of you actually think that I'm overstating something I'm not? I'm really not. The entire world is in confusion. There's going to be a mass die-off from this vaccine. When all of this starts to happen, the chaos is going to build so fast. And if our awakeness doesn't equal their ability to, I don't know, try and maintain that programmed ignorance, then humanity will fall to the place they want us to be. And they will stick their hand out to us and say, let me help you up. I've got something for you. It won't be as good as what you had, but it's better than where you are. And that's where tyranny has taken us all throughout history. Every time tyranny happens and you feel you've overcome it, you've gotten 90% back. You never get 100% back. But if you do enough of that whereby you lose 100% and you get 90% of it back, if that happens often enough, pretty soon you will look around and realize you really don't have anything left. We're getting close. We're getting real close. Dan and I talked about these things 12 years ago when we started the Liberty Beacon Project up. Dan wrote it down. Dan's a great writer. There's a lot of Dan Asmussen articles on the Liberty Beacon. Go look. I'll actually put a link to them in this article tomorrow. But what you all need to understand is nothing I've said today is wrong. Nothing I've said today is overblown. None of it's fear porn. I don't believe in any of that. What I'm telling you is that the world we live in today, my grandfather, if he was alive, he'd be looking at us going, you are the biggest pack of idiots I have ever seen in my life. And he would be right. But it wouldn't be that we're idiots. It would be that a vast majority of us are so beaten down by the programmed ignorance, we don't know anything else. But the day we step up and start to learn, it now becomes incumbent upon us to teach. And if you know something and you're not teaching, tell me how you're better than the tyrants. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.